Ask Shelly. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelly that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelly.
Time once again for the award-winning Ask Shelly, which, by the way, was given an award just before showtime this morning. You have questions, she has answers. You send your questions to Shelly at fm99.com, and on Mondays, we get together and talk it around the room a little bit. For example, here's question number one. Scott writes, "Dear Shelly, since poison has an expiration date on it, my question for you is, does it get more or less poisonous once you've reached the expiration date?"
That's a good question.
This is brilliant.
Yeah, it really is. That's like a shower thought question.
Yeah, it's good.
And I could tell because a lot of people have asked that on message boards all over the internet.
All right.
So I didn't find any official study on this, I guess, because, you know, I'm searching poison in general and not like a specific type.
Yeah, exactly.
Like rat poison, you can find out the details on that.
Right.
But I did find four scientists talking about it on a message board. And their conclusion is that, yes, it does degrade like anything else. Poison in general would degrade over time and not be effective in the same way.
Right.
One said specifically that if it's oxidizing, it would be less of a toxin. But since we're talking about poison in general, it does all depend on the specific poison and what the byproducts from the chemical reactions are that are created over time. One scientist said specifically yes and no, either or. So, you know, don't consume the poison.
Yeah.
Don't consume it either way, even post-expiring. Don't try it.
All right, let me ask you this. Does the banned poison get better or worse? Over, you think worse. Sean says worse.
Well,
right.
We heard Brett Michael's voice not too long ago, so.
Yeah, very possibly, right. All right, let's see here. Letter number two, dear Shelly. I'm wondering, since it's the upcoming hurricane season and when bad weather strikes, we all prepare and hunker down and buy whatever we need, milk and bread. But what about the wildlife? In general, for most species, do they somehow know in advance and are able to prepare and take shelter? Do they collect nuts and berries? How about animals in the water? Can they be struck by lightning, or has that ever occurred? A bit of research, I'm sure, and I'm grateful to you. Thanks, Joel.
Well, according to How Stuff Works, a few researchers believe animals may be able to sense the precursors to different types of events before they actually strike, whether it's an earthquake or some sort of a weather event. However, there isn't much hard evidence. It's extremely limited. Most of the evidence is anecdotal.
Yeah.
They don't have ESP. They don't have a sixth sense. But there are some examples of animals, like birds, for example. They'll fly up high in the sky. It usually means that the weather is going to be good because the sky is clear.
Right.
If they start flying lower to the ground, it's said that it's because there's bad weather coming. The pressure dropping in the atmosphere from the storm makes them uncomfortable to fly up high.
Understand. Yeah.
Bees and butterflies kind of sense those pressure changes too, and so they come down. They don't like start collecting nuts or anything, but they'll drop lower. Other animals like elephants have greater hearing than humans. They can hear sounds much lower than we can, so they can hear things from a greater distance if there's a storm or an earthquake. They don't necessarily, again, go collect the peanuts or anything, but they do try to get to higher and safer ground. And bodies of water are frequently struck by lightning. Most fish swim below the surface and are unaffected. Scientists don't know exactly how deep the lightning discharge reaches in the water.
Interesting.
But they do say, officially, lightning has officially killed fish. There have been many reports of this, most of the fish swimming near the surface. So it has happened.
So no one is immune.
No one is immune.
So the fish have to give their baby fish a lecture about swimming near the surface during a lightning storm.
We saw that with the Little Mermaid, I think.
Yes. All right, finally this. Dear Shelly, I had a funny question for Ask Shelly, and it is this. Do giraffes ever throw up? That must take a lot of heaving and a lot of force to get it from the stomach all the way out if they do, signed Kelly.
Yeah, with those long necks, man.
Yeah, man.
Professor Alan Williams and Dr. Jonathan Holmes from the University of Cambridge answered this question jointly. They said a giraffe's stomach is similar to that of a cow and much more complicated than ours. It actually has four chambers. So in a giraffe, it would come out of the fourth stomach, and then it would sort of bypass the third and go into the first or second stomach.
Weird.
So it's extremely rare for them to vomit any further than that. So in a sense, yes, they can vomit, but it's rare that it actually comes out of their mouth. They do occasionally send food back up from the first stomach to be rechewed a bit. It's different from vomiting.
Delightful.
I know. But that still is a long way to travel if you're going to send all the way up.
Yeah, it's like an escalator.
Yeah. Neither would say that giraffes never vomit. Like, it's not impossible that they could eat something that would cause their body to protect itself or, like, sickness that would cause them to get rid of everything in their stomachs. But they did say it would be different from how we do it.
All right.
Wow. So that's the official word.
That's the official word. Hey, at least somebody looked into it. Man.
Yeah, right.
We must know everything in this life.
So ridiculous. That was a silly question.
Giraffes. Well, I know one thing. You know, this big cup of poison that I'm enjoying is not going bad because it's still...
I'm not going to drink poison. I'm going to say no to poison.
No poison for me this week.
Poison can be dangerous to drink, which is why we'd like you to join us for National Don't Drink Poison Week. Drinking poison can cause you to vomit or worse.
Yeah. Dad, don't drink poison.
Why, son?
It's National Don't Drink Poison Week.
It is?
So this week,
let's all not drink poison together.
National Don't Drink Poison Week is brought to you by the Organization of People Who Don't Think You Should Drink Poison.
All right, there you are.
All right.
Including giraffes.
Yes.
There it is. If you have a question for Shelly, send it to Shelly at FM99.com. Ask Shelly. We do it on Mondays at right around this time.